This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Two more Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta villages have community spread of COVID-19. The Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation announced yesterday there is evidence of widespread community transmission of the virus in Gweetluk and in Scammon Bay. These are the 7th and 8th communities where YKHC found cases that could not be linked to travel. Previously, YKHC has announced that community transmission of the virus is occurring in Nebuskiak, Bethel, Quinnahock, Chivac, and Tuksuk Bay. New Napichuk used to have community spread of the virus, but there's no longer evidence of community transmission there. YKHC's press release says that community spread in the YK Delta is not unexpected given the recent spike in travel-related cases. YKHC also says there is no way of knowing when someone will have a serious reaction to COVID-19 that could require hospitalization or lead to death. Turning to our military, Alaska has one of the highest numbers of women veterans of any state in the U.S., about 10,000 women who have served in the military. But unlike male vets, few women are signed up for the services the federal government provides for veterans. Operation Mary Louise, named after the former head of the Women's Army Corps, is trying to change that.
Alaska has the highest percentage per capita of women veterans in the country, tied with Virginia, but less than a third are using VA services.
That's Vanessa Mead, a former paratrooper who's working with a group of organizations, including the Rasmussen Foundation and Alaska Community Foundation, to get the word out and increase the number of women signed up with the Veterans Administration. Mead says many women just don't think of themselves as vets. The number of Alaska Native women who have served in the military is less certain. Mead says they do have some estimates.
But right now, the latest estimate I saw that there's over 300 women vets out in rural Alaska and, well, actually in villages, Alaska Native women vets.
Though the number of women in the military is growing, they only account for 10% of the total force. Statistics indicate that those who do come out of the military have a tougher time finding their way in civilian society than male vets. Proportionally, more women veterans end up on the streets homeless than males, have higher rates of sexual assault, and are more likely to commit suicide. Operation Mary Louise is designed to help Alaska women who have served in the military get both the services they need and the recognition they deserve, like their male counterparts. To find out more, go to OperationMaryLouise.org. KYUK's full interview with Vanessa Mead can be heard on our website under the Coffee at KYUK tab. Moving to news about the pandemic, Alaska's COVID-19 case counts have spiked in recent weeks, according to data reported by the state. State officials say the true number of positive tests is significantly higher than the figures reported by Alaska's coronavirus dashboard. That's because the state health department can't keep up with entering hundreds of new cases into its system each day, says epidemiologist Louisa Castrodale.
In the early days when we had case counts under 10 or under two digits, it was super easy to have every case that was reported to you that day posted on the dashboard, validated that day. And then, you know, as the pandemic has increased and as the case counts have increased, we have growing but limited number of staff to evaluate all those reports.
As a rough estimate, Castrodale says that Alaska's case numbers are between 25% and 50% higher than what the state is reporting. It's hard to tell exactly, she says, because the reason for the delay is to allow state workers to check and make sure each positive test is actually a new case, not one that's already been reported. That means cross-referencing things like birthdays or nicknames, and it could result in some of the reports being screened out. While the state has been trying to make some of its processes more efficient and automatic, Castrodale says it's clear the backlog isn't getting any smaller. And she says that even if the state is missing some cases, the dashboard is still showing a clear and concerning spike.
the take-home message is, like, regardless of the numbers are going up. They're not plateauing. And so that hopefully translates into people thinking, all right, well, I need to take this seriously, and I need to do what I can do to reduce those numbers.
Tiffany Zolkuski is a Bethel Democratic legislator who chairs the Health Committee in the State House. She says she thinks the gaps in the case count show how Alaska Republican Governor Mike Dunleavy's administration is not using data to guide its response to the COVID-19 pandemic. She says she thinks the gaps in the case count show how Alaska Republican Governor Mike Dunleavy's administration is not using data to guide its response to the COVID-19 pandemic. She says that while lawmakers have asked for it, the administration has refused to release specific numbers or measurements of the virus's spread that would cause the state to take specific actions in response.
There's been no communication. There's been no transparency. We wanted to know, what's your mitigation strategy? At what point do you implement more stringent protective measures? And the response was, well, we have a mitigation strategy, but the public and the legislature has yet to see what that is.
Even as case counts have risen sharply in recent weeks, the governor has declined to impose specific restrictions or mandates like mask wearing or limiting the number of people in indoor spaces. Instead, he says local leaders can adopt those measures, and he's also publicly implored Alaskans to wear masks and keep their distance. But Zolkuski says she thinks it's clear that those requests have not been effective in keeping the virus under control. Lastly, in our daily COVID case count, the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation announced 64 new cases of COVID-19 and one death on Thursday. One case was in Skamon Bay, four cases in Nebuskiak, 12 in Bethel, and 47 in Gweethluk. There are 310 active cases in the region. YKHC has announced 1,313 cases, 15 hospitalizations, and 7 deaths since March. This is KYUK News. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Thanks for listening. Please email your comments and news tips to news@kyuk.org, and stay tuned for News Yukdoon coming up.